Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi everyone, and welcome to a Dreamcatcher interview podcast special. The path of entrepreneurship and solopreneurship can bring a lot of satisfaction, but it can also be stressful. Achieving success in our business ventures requires us to build a strong inner foundation to deal with challenges. My guest today, Brooke Wright, has been helping entrepreneurs shift and overcome their negative thought programming, emotional patterns, and self-sabotaging habits. Brooke is an author and speaker who coaches millennial entrepreneurs on how to achieve their goals quickly and efficiently by tapping into the power of the three human energy sources. In this episode, Brooke elaborates on the three human energy sources and how we can tap into them to improve our well-being. She also talks about the common blocks that entrepreneurs often face and how they can overcome them and utilize their strengths.
Hi, Brooke. How are you doing today?
Hey, Celine. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm looking forward to talking to you about how we can develop an entrepreneurial mindset that's balanced and that's in alignment with our values. I know that more and more people are looking to become some kind of entrepreneur or solopreneur. So this is a very timely topic, and I know that it is right up your alley.
Yes, definitely. I'm very excited to talk about this topic. I really think this is important. You know, we have a lot of people talking about entrepreneurship. We have a lot of people talking about mindset and emotional intelligence and whatnot. But I feel like, and maybe I haven't come across these people, but I feel like we were really talking about people, or we really have people combining the two, you know, because you can't talk about entrepreneurship without talking about energy. You know, you can't talk about entrepreneurship without talking about emotional intelligence. And so I'm always excited to talk about this topic.
Yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to know, what is it that sparked your interest in entrepreneurship, coaching, and wellness?
Okay. So I love this question. So to start in order, so when it comes to entrepreneurship, I always had a love for entrepreneurship since high school, to be honest. But I never actually tapped into this world and became an entrepreneur until about 2016. And it was the reason why I became an entrepreneur, just to give a little highlight, was because I had a very rough year in 2015. And so that kind of just led me to being like, you know what, enough is enough. I kind of want to take life into my own hands and create my own life, you know, and create what I really want. And so I decided to start a business in 2016, and it was a social media management business. So, you know, pretty straightforward. I was helping clients manage and market themselves online. And so I was doing that for about, what, 2-3 years. I actually decided to close down shop in 2018, so the ending of last year. And the reason why I closed it down actually was because it just wasn't as meaningful to me, you know. I felt like I wasn't in alignment with my purpose and really in alignment with what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I took a chance, you know, I took a chance to close down shop and actually do what I am, you know, passionate about, what I really do love, what I'm good at. And that was helping people. And, you know, it's funny because unintentionally, which goes into the coaching, I've actually always been coaching, mentoring people over the years, especially since I've been an entrepreneur. And so I decided, you know, why not just do that? You know, why not just turn that passion and love into an actual business? And then, which leads into the last part of the wellness, which, to go back just a little bit further, I actually began my wellness slash healing journey back in like 2013. And that sparked because I went through my own traumatic situations growing up. And so I decided that, you know, I want to heal from those things. I want to let go of all the pain and whatnot. And over the years, you know, as for those who know, when you're on your healing journey, one thing always leads to another. You know, you start to learn about healing from your traumatic situations. You start to learn about healing your mind, your body, your spirit, all those kind of things. And so over the years, that's what I've been doing. And also helping and mentoring people on that aspect as well. So yeah, that's what sparked all those different areas. And then, you know, just having the passion, the love, the experience and the expertise in each of these areas. I said, you know, why not just actually combine this into entrepreneurship? Just because being an entrepreneur myself and then knowing so many entrepreneurs, I know that this is one thing that people have a challenge with is the emotional intelligent aspect, the mindset aspect, and really like overcoming all those internal frustrations so they can really, you know, achieve their goals and succeed.
Entrepreneurship is hard. Like you got to be really strong as a person because you'll be facing a lot of obstacles. You got to have a lot of faith. It's full of ups and downs. So I think, this is great. Yeah.
It's just like life, you know, it's a roller coaster ride.
It is a roller coaster ride. Yeah.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you'll be tempted. Oh, maybe I should take that 9-to-5. This is just, you know, especially in the early stages. One important thing that you say, one thing that you teach is that creating success on your own terms begins with learning how to tap into 3 power sources of human energy. Could you tell us more about that?
Yes. So this makes me excited because it comes back to when I said earlier about like, you can't talk about entrepreneurship without talking about energy. So just to break it down. So the 3 energy sources is our mind, bodies, and spirits. And so like, before we even get to the success part, it's important because, you know, our 3 energy sources, again, the mind, body, spirit, this is what affects our overall well-being. And so if you don't know what your well-being is or what it means, your well-being is the overall state of your happiness, your healthiness, and, you know, the level of your comfort or security. And so if your mind, body, spirit is like the main controller of your well-being, then, you know, it's clearly the main controller of our success. You know, it's clearly what helps us to keep moving forward. It helps us to overcome problems and what helps us to achieve goals. And so, you know, we see this in many, many success stories for those who actually pay attention, for those who, you know, watch successful people. You can see a lot of them, whether it's unintentionally or intentionally, have used this and have actually tapped into the power of the energy sources to succeed and to continuously achieve their goals, right? Because again, if this is the main controller of our well-being, then you need to learn how to control your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your beliefs, and your habits and behaviors in order to achieve success. And so this is why I think it's so important that when it comes to entrepreneurship, we talk about the energy aspect, because, you know, this is one of the reasons why many people, you know, either give up after one failure or, you know, get so frustrated and depressed after overcoming some problems is because they just don't know how to tap into that energy part and they don't know how to, like, you know, take full control. And so that's my key and that's my passion. It's like, I really want to get entrepreneurs, you know, to learn that about themselves so that they can really, really achieve their goals and become more and more successful every single day.
Okay, that's interesting. And what are some of the common blocks and self-sabotaging patterns that people often experience when they're entrepreneurs?
Oh, easy. The first one I would say is fear. Like, that's probably like the number one is fear.
Yeah.
The second one I would say is doubt. And then the third one is indecision. And, you know, again, this comes even from me, you know, I had the same problem in my first year of entrepreneurship. And, you know, but I'm the type to, like, I like to continuously learn and to continuously, you know, improve my personal development. And so my first year, when I realized that I was facing some roadblocks, I was getting a bit too frustrated. You know, I always like to look for success stories and learn from people. And these are one of the things that I've learned is that a lot of people, and even the greatest successful people, they have all experienced this as well. And the reason why they got to where they are today is because they had to overcome that. So even, again, through me or through all the entrepreneur friends that I know, you know, fear, doubt, and indecision is like one of the 3 biggest blocks, I would say, in this biggest self-sabotaging patterns that people experience on their you know, journey of entrepreneurship.
Okay. And what about discipline? Does that also, because, you know, that can, you got to be disciplined if you're, if you're doing, if you're
well, for, an entrepreneur. For sure. But if you think about it, right, in order to be disciplined, you have to, you have to make that decision, right? So before you can even discipline yourself and be self-disciplined, you have to first be able to make decisions quickly and promptly, right? Because that's how you, I believe personally, that's how you control the discipline in you. It's like, you have to be able to just make decisions just like that. Excuse me. And so, but because I should say people lack that, like that low vibrational energy, if you will, of indecision, then it's hard for them to even be disciplined. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, if you were to look at it as like a ladder, it's like the first step you do have to take is the fact that you have to overcome the fear, you have to overcome the doubt, and you have to be able to just make decisions quickly and promptly. And then once you learn that, and once you overcome all those, then it's easy for you to be self-disciplined. You know, it's easy for you, yeah, to be self-disciplined and to continue to do what you need to do to succeed.
Interesting. And what are a few ways that we can overcome these blocks? Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, for sure. When it comes to fear, doubt, and indecision, you know, I think it narrows down to one thing. And I would say action. You know, that's something that I definitely teach people, is like, you just got to take action. I think it comes back to taking care of your mind, body, and spirit, and taking action in order to make that internal shift. So, you know, to dig deeper into what the internal shift means, it means that like you are shifting your mind, body, and spirit from thinking, feeling, behaving from a state of the fear, doubt, and indecision, right? So you can't just sit around and expect videos and books and people to help you shift. You got to take physical, mental, and spiritual action to overcome these sabotaging elements. And so I think if there's any way that people can really overcome these things, like you actually have to get up and do it. You know, it's almost like Nike's slogans, like just do it.
Just do it.
You know,
it, because yeah.
You know, for real, like you just gotta do it. Like, because yeah. that's the greatest way. It's like they say, for you to overcome fear, you just gotta do it. You know, for you to overcome that doubt, you just gotta do it. And then for you to overcome
three
a decision, you just gotta do it. Yeah. Exactly.
Three simple
right?
words. Why?
So
why?
Powerful though.
Yeah. I know, but it's just, I think dealing with that inertia, like in the beginning, you're just like, oh, like just getting yourself to just do it. That's where people get stuck, you know?
But I think that's the thing though. It's like, it's a push. Then if there's going to be something, I guess, referring back to a ladder before action, you got to push yourself, you know? I mean, no one can do it for you. Again, you can watch all the motivational speakers in the world, you can read all the books in the world, but ultimately it comes down to you. It comes down to you making that shift and you pushing yourself, right? Because we it's like, what's that saying? You can bring a horse to the water, but you can't make them drink, right? Yeah. And so it's the same concept. And it's like, as much as, you know, people like me who want, like, we want to help you and we want to help entrepreneurs, and like, but we can't make you drink the water. You, that has to come from you. That has to be your internal shift to really push yourself. And then it comes back to action. It's like, once you push yourself, you know, to take action, then you'll see like overcoming fear and overcoming doubt, overcoming indecision is actually going to be so much more easier. Just after you just do it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know why I'm picturing somebody pushing someone down, like pushing them into a pool. just get into the water and swim, like, you know,
right?
Figure it out.
Exactly. That's actually a good analogy. Like, we see that all the time. A lot of parents do that for their children when they want to teach them how to swim. They just push them in the pool, and then what happens? The child pushes himself to swim. And so, you know, and sometimes that kind of happens too. I feel like for people to, I guess, get that push, it's like life has to push them, you know, something has to happen for them to really like wake up and like, okay, no, now's the time. And like, I can even speak on that from my experience, like going back to 2015 when I had that super rough year. I feel like that was the universe, that was life pushing me to take action. And so I had to, you know, respond to that push. I had to actually push myself as well and then take action. And then once I took action, I mean, look, you know, I ended up being an entrepreneur for 3-4 years, and you know, I don't regret it. I actually love this lifestyle, I love this journey, and I think none of this would have happened though if I didn't push myself and if I didn't take action.
Right. Yeah. I love that. And something else I want to talk about are strengths and, you know, people discovering their strengths. And a lot of people don't know what they are, like what they're good at. So what are some of the things that they can do to get more clarity about what their strengths are and just be confident about using them?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I would say when it comes to that, there's different ways people can look at strengths. So if you're thinking, I guess, in a skills aspect or even at a quality characteristic aspect, I would say to do that, there's an exercise you could do. So there's two things you could do. The first way is, it's a simple way. You know, you just write things down. You can create like a table, you know, that has two sections. You know, maybe on the left side has your strengths, on the right side has your weaknesses. And then you just obviously split the strengths into the table. You have strengths on your right side and you have weaknesses on your left side. And then, you know, you obviously just write down what your strengths and weaknesses are. So again, it could be, I would say, to do two different tables. So for example, if you are talking about your skills, you know, like, you know, my strengths are sales or marketing, stuff like that, then you can do a table like that. And then another table could be like your characteristics. So it could be like, you know, my strength is resilience, my strength is communication, stuff like that. So that can help you to figure out who you are and again, what your strengths and weaknesses are. And then when it comes to, I guess, entrepreneurship and like trying to figure out your purpose really and your passions, then you could do the same table. And this has helped me too. When I first started my journey, I basically just did this table of like, okay, what do I love versus what don't I like to do? And that also, it's just about building clarity for yourself. And, you know, again, splitting those into two. So what do you love to do? And then what don't you like to do? And then obviously you're not going to focus on what you don't like to do. You're going to focus on what you love to do and then build on that. But yeah, so when it comes to your strengths, I mean, I think that's the greatest way, especially when it comes to building clarity and building confidence. It's just knowing who you are at the end of the day, you know, knowing who you are at the core, what your values are, again, what your strengths are, what your passions are and things of that nature. Because then once you know who you are, once you know those, you know, those high vibrational qualities of yourself, then you're able to, you know, act on those and really put those into your alignment, put those into your purpose and really, you know, build something off of that.
Right. I agree. And I also think a lot of people, they try to be someone else. You know, and they're just like, oh, you know, I want to have this person's ability to speak or this person's ability to, you know, to network and be such a good people's person. And instead of looking at themselves, be like, okay, what am I good at and how can I kind of improve on that and share that with the world? You know, we just want to be somebody else. And I think that's a trap that a lot of people fall into.
Yeah, and I'll speak on that because I feel like that's, especially in the world we live in now, because social media has definitely played a huge part in that. There's a lot of comparison going on. There's a lot of like unclarity going on just because like people are so, it's a lot of distractions, you know, they're seeing this, they're seeing that, they're seeing this person when doing that. And so, you know, it's not really their spirit speaking to them, but their ego. And so actually that brings me to another activity that they could do. I would say, because I advocate for this, I advocate for solitude practices. And so a lot of people call it different things. You can call it spiritual solitude or you can just call it solitude. But, you know, I think this is very powerful because, you know, it really does help one to tap into themselves without the noise, you know, without the distractions, without the opinions of others, without them comparing themselves to others. And it really helps you to really like listen to your spirit and not your ego. And so I like to do these, especially when it comes to social media. I like to take some time off, even if it's a week, a month. Recently, this has been my longest one. I think I've been off of social media for maybe 2 months. Wow. And so, yeah, right? Yeah. But it's really powerful because when you take a step back, you really realize that, wow, like there's really so much noise and distractions. And no matter how mindful you are, I think everybody should do this practice because again, when it comes to trying to figure out who you are and trying to figure out what your passions are and your purpose and your strengths and all that kind of stuff, you really have to do that without, you know, without the distractions, without the noise, without looking at everybody else's journey and watching what everybody else is doing and comparing yourself to everybody else's wins. And so, you know, if you can just take a week, you know, a month away from the noise. And I always say healthy solitude, though. You're not isolating yourself from the world in a depressed kind of way. You're really just taking a step back to find yourself, to really listen to yourself and get in tune with yourself again. You know, again, it comes back to the mind, body, and spirit. And this is one of the most powerful ways that you can, you know, reboot that engine of yours, you know, reboot that energy. And so, yeah, I would say that if the table doesn't work, the strengths versus weaknesses, what I love, what I don't love, then I would say to definitely just take a step back for some spiritual solitude, take some step back for yourself and just be with you, you know, be with your own emotions, be with your own thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, and really, you know, try to find who you are amongst the noise. Because I think what's really happening out here nowadays is the fact that people aren't really actually tapping into their own purpose. I feel like they're tapping into everyone else's purpose or whatever they're seeing, whoever's winning, you know? And I feel like that's why you have so many influencers out here, which is okay. There's nothing wrong being an influencer or a leader. But I think if you're just trying to be an influencer just because you see another influencer winning, then that's not really tapping into your purpose. That's just you comparing yourself to everybody else. And again, just being distracted by the noise. And so that's why I would definitely advocate for spiritual solitude.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. So like kind of like a social media detox.
Yeah, exactly, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, because when you do that, then you can actually hear yourself, you know, you're not like distracted by all this stimulation. But yeah, I love that. That's a great practice. That's a great ritual that people could follow.
For sure.
Brooke, it's been a pleasure to speak with you today. I'm sure a lot of people gained a lot from listening to our conversation. So for everyone out there who's not familiar with your work, could you please let them know where they can learn more about you and what you offer?
Yeah, for sure. So you can definitely find me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn under Brooke Wright or Miss MS Brooke Wright. And my website is flywithme.com. That's FLHIGHWITHME.com. Mm-hmm. And so for those, who don't know, so I am an author, speaker, facilitator, and coach for millennial entrepreneurs. My mission, my vision, my purpose is to help entrepreneurs really tap into themselves, really to overcome the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs and behaviors that are holding them back from achieving their goals and really just being successful on a consistent basis. So yeah, that's my passion. That's my, you know, mission. And so, you know, if anyone out there is feeling like they are struggling with that, struggling with overcoming, you know, their internal problems to succeed, then definitely, you know, check out my website and stuff. I have blogs, I have videos, I have so many stuff that I'm always just giving to the community to help them grow. So yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks, Brooke.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So you take care and have a wonderful day out there in Canada.
Thank you. You too. Have a blessed day in LA.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.